Step 2. Person specification. A person specification is like a profile of the ideal person to undertake a particular role. The development of the person specification provides focus for the interview and selection process. The specification can be drawn up through analysing the job description against some specific criteria and attributes. Probably the two best-known models of drawing up a person specification are those developed by Alec Roger, the 7-point plan in 1952, and Munro Fraser, the 5-fold grading system in 1954. The following list of 13 points includes and builds upon some of the key criteria contained in those two models. Number 1. Technical skills, like programming, languages, operating systems, etc. Number 2. Qualifications, education and professional, for example. 3. Experience, how long, what level, what industry. 4. Special skills, presentation, analytical, problem solving, lateral thinking, or attention to detail. 5. Interests. Do the individual's interests give any indication of suitability to the role? 6. Attitudes and behaviours. Extrovert, introvert, team player, loner. 7. Responsibilities. Making own decisions. Independent. Committed. Can set priorities. Can take risks. 8. Leadership. Setting objectives for others. Delegating. Training others. Managing a team. Motivating or appraising others' performance. 9. Interpersonal skills, diplomatic, listening, confident, conflict, rapport. 10. Communication, articulate, report writing, meetings, customer facing. 11. Resilience, meeting deadlines, coping with stress, coping with routine. Positive about change, coping with disappointment. 12. Motivation, self-motivated, ambitious, goal-driven, willing to be retrained, flexible. And 13. Circumstances, availability, location, flexibility, travel and salary. Some or all of these attributes can be further analysed to establish those that are essential and those that are desirable from the candidate. Some organisations will have generic person specifications to cover particular roles. If not, you can create one by considering which of the attributes are relevant for the position concerned and then highlighting whether you believe they are essential or desirable. What would the person specification be for the role you might interview someone for?